This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says uranium of a man-made origin has been discovered at a location in Iran not declared to the agency. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The revelation from the International Atomic Energy Agency is the first time it has acknowledged in a report that allegations made by the US and Israel against Iran are true. The experts, though, have not identified the site in the confidential quarterly report distributed to member states and seen by the Associated Press. However, Israel and the US say the site is on the outskirts of Tehran, a location previously described by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a secret atomic warehouse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former British Army officer and founder of an NGO that trains the Syria Civil Defense Group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. More from Reuters' Matthew Laritonda.
A key backer of Syria's White Helmets search and rescue group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. James LeMessurier was the founder of Mayday Rescue, which provides training to White Helmets first responders. The outfit is famous for rushing into airstrikes in Syria to pull out the wounded. How the former British Army officer died in Turkey is not yet known. One security source said he appears to have fallen from his balcony and is being treated as a suicide. A separate diplomatic source said the cause was unclear.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reporting. Australian authorities have declared a state of emergency because of wildfires across a broad strip of Australia's east coast on Monday. They're urging residents in high-risk areas to evacuate. Bushfires burning across New South Wales and Queensland states have already killed three people. From the News Centre in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Boeing hopes to resume deliveries of its 737 MAX jet to airlines in December and win regulatory approval to restart commercial service with the plane in January. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The company spelled out several steps that it needs to complete before the grounded plane can carry passengers again. Pilot training is the big issue, an area where Boeing failed when it introduced the plane in 2017. The timetable that the company laid out today would allow it to generate cash by delivering planes even before the FAA approves new training material for pilots. Two big U.S. customers, Southwest and American, say they don't expect the MAX to carry passengers until early March. I'm Shelley Adler.
A distinguished Russian historian known for reenacting Napoleonic battle scenes has admitted to murdering his partner. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
A distinguished Russian historian, best known for his reenactments of Napoleon, has admitted murdering his girlfriend. 63-year-old Oleg Sokolov was found in a river with a backpack containing a young woman's dismembered arms. In court on Monday, he confessed to shooting dead Anastasia Yashchenko with a rifle. The postgraduate student was just 24. Sokolov told the court they'd been lovers for 5 years, but they argued over his children from another relationship. He said he lost control and shot her 4 times with a sawn-off shotgun. The court ruled Sokolov should be held in pretrial custody for 2 months.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. In a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of Gambia on Monday filed a lawsuit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims, which forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. With the full support of the 57-member Organization for Islamic Cooperation, Gambia filed the case at the International Court of Justice. It's the United Nations' leading court in dealing with disputes between nations. A ruling could take years. In the interim, the lawyers are seeking what is known as provisional measures. That's an order demanding Myanmar stop harming the Rohingyas while the court decides the full case. The judges at the Hague-based court could rule on that as early as next month. Stargazers witnessed a rare celestial event on Monday as Mercury passed directly across the face of the sun. Mercury's the solar system's smallest planet. It's closest to the sun, and it won't make the next such transit until 2032. The best views of the event took place in North and South America. Viewers in Europe and Africa were able to see part of Mercury's passage. Stargazers had to use solar-filtered binoculars and telescopes to spot Mercury, which appeared as a small black dot on the face of the sun. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.